AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The suspect in the Washington State Mall shooting that left five people dead has a criminal record that includes domestic violence assault charges. Mount Vernon Police Lieutenant Chris Kamek says video footage shows the suspect initially entered the shopping mall unarmed.
At this point in time, it appears that the rifle may have been brought in from the vehicle that was there. We have not been able to work through all of the details of the ownership of the rifle at this point in time to put in more confirmation, but we do have the rifle in our custody.
Kamek says not much is known, though, about the 20-year-old suspect.
Preliminary information is all we have at this point, that he immigrated from Turkey, but he is a legal permanent resident of the United States. And so that's another reason why it's really helpful and valuable to us to have the federal partners that we do within our investigative group, because that's an area of expertise that they have.
There have been both peaceful demonstrations and violent protests every day since last Tuesday's shooting of a black man by a Charlotte, North Carolina police officer who is also black. Chief among protesters' demands has been the public release of dash cam and body camera video of the shooting. On Saturday, the police chief released to the public footage from one of the officer's body cameras as well as dashboard camera footage. But Keith Scott's brother-in-law says the video is generating more questions than answers.
It does not make sense to us. How was it possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life? It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
Police also released photos of a handgun and holster they said were recovered from the scene, as well as marijuana. Despite what Keith Scott's family says, the police chief says Scott was absolutely in possession of a handgun. This is AP Radio News. Funeral services were held Saturday for an unarmed black man who was shot to death last week by a white female police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A piano played as Terrence Crutcher's casket was carried from Antioch Baptist Church in Tulsa to a waiting hearse, which proceeded to a local cemetery. Eight people were wounded last night on the east side of Baltimore when three gunmen opened fire on people near a local pharmacy. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says the incident involved what he calls a retaliatory shooting.
The three-year-old little girl and her father were just off to the side, so they sustained some gunshot wounds from these errant gangsters who just opened fire on their group of intended targets.
A manhunt is underway in Baltimore for those three gunmen who fled on foot. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.